Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On track one, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On track two, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said, for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track 3 features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 7, Number 12. Last month, I discussed how the concept of shake and take came to be. First, I discovered Dr. Joanna Budwig and the healing benefits of flaxseed oil when mixed with a sulfur-rich protein. Then I discovered whey protein isolate, and it had the sulfur, it had the high-quality, high biological value amino acid profile, and that was perfect. So I put the two together in my mind, put them into a shake, and the rest is history. As they say, when flax seed oil or any seed or fish oil rich in omega-3 fatty acids, provided they're not rancid, damaged, or mutated, when they're combined with a high-quality sulfur-rich protein, the EFAs combine with the amino acids in the protein to form water-soluble lipoproteins, and this allows immediate transport of the unsaturated, longer-chain fats or fatty acids through the bloodstream. And once this effect is accomplished, the body simply heals itself. Remember, the body is put together from the elements and light and dust of stars. It is truly biological. It's truly elemental. Therefore, no doctor or drug heals anyone, ever. It is the body that heals itself, provided it has the raw materials and energy to do the work of healing and is not impeded by toxic waste and foreign chemicals that interfere with our anatomy and physiology. Fear and negative emotions also interfere with the healing process. It has been said that diseases of the soul are far more dangerous and more numerous than those of the body. On this edition of Clinical Review, I'd like to spend time talking about my new sport oil. This is the oil I currently add to each protein shake, along with a couple of scoops of my Super Blend whey protein, filtered water, and fresh organic fruit. I like a whole variety of berries, blackberries, blueberries, huckleberries, strawberries, any kind of berry, low glycemic, high ORAC value, very dense in micronutrients and antioxidants. They're very clean sources of carbohydrates. Put that in filtered water and then you've got a shake. You've got control over the macronutrients, you've got your fats, you've got your proteins and your carbs, and you can control how much of each based on timing and necessity. Remember to supply that biological demand. Now, this oil is really smooth and fluid. It tastes kind of nutty. When mixed in the shake, I can't taste the oil at all. Some people might be concerned about adding an oil into a shake. But the texture is what changes when the oil is mixed with a protein. It makes the shake nice and smooth to the palate. Tracy and I have been taking oil and protein together for so long now that one without the other is just not possible. In fact, if you give me a shake without oil added, I'll notice the difference right away, and I would prefer to have that oil with that protein. Because in nature, whether it's elk or caribou or venison or LJ or any kind of high-quality protein, you're always going to find in structure amino acids of high-quality biological value tied in with essential omega-3 fats. There's no exception to this rule. Now, the oil you can use as a salad dressing, and of course, Tracy rubs it into her skin, including her face, hands, and feet, even her cuticles. It's wonderful for dry, parched skin. The oil is absorbed directly into the body through the dermis and actually softens the skin and the underlying tissue. So That's very, very good. As we age, arteries, capillaries harden. We want them to remain soft. So taking it inside and putting it on the outside is a perfect combination. It's also good for the scalp. You can massage it into the scalp, and it could be used topically to also treat chronic skin conditions like eczema, dermatitis, and psoriasis. Now, regarding absorption, let me tell you a story about my son Michael and how evening primrose oil helped save his life. At about 2 years of age, Michael developed diarrhea with a high fever. So as parents, we were alarmed, and as his fever rose, it became evident that he needed medical attention or some advice was required from our physician. So we took him to see our physician in Burnaby, and after a stool test, he was diagnosed with salmonella infection. It's called salmonellosis, which is an infection caused by salmonella bacteria, usually caused by consuming contaminated food, which to this day we still don't know how he got infected. That's the problem. Sometimes you get sick and you don't know why. At the time, there was no specific medication or antibiotics that were specific to treating salmonella, so we were told to keep an eye on him, to go back home, keep him well hydrated, as most infected patients recover without treatment or medication in 3 to 7 days. But Michael got worse. He started to shrink, and it was really scary because he's an ectomorph, and he didn't have any excess fat on his body at all. So when an ecto starts to lose lean mass and mostly water, especially as a child, there's obviously a concern, and he started to cramp up and started to cry. So we took him to the hospital emergency where they began to administer medication for his pain and cramping and tied that in with the intravenous fluids they were giving him to prevent death in a child from dehydration. Small infants have a much smaller surface area and they can become dehydrated and die. They're much more prone to that than adults. Well, I can tell you that we were terrified and fearful for Michael's life. So were the staff in the hospital. It was not a pleasant experience. And we actually thought we were going to lose him. So anyway, I knew I needed something beyond what medical services were going to provide, and their knowledge was very limited, and they really couldn't offer anything, and Michael was getting worse. So I ran home, I made some calls, I looked in my library, there was no internet at the time, and I discovered what to do from a biological point of view. I learned that bifidus bacteria, evening primrose oil, and B12 injections were recommended. So I got all the stuff I needed. I went back to the hospital, and I had to smuggle them in, actually, because we all know that inside the hospital, they will not allow you to administer any natural remedies. Even fresh fruit and the diet is all controlled. So as soon as I got the chance, I applied the therapy without any doctors or nurses looking. I gave Michael a B12 shot in his butt and mixed the probiotic bacteria. It was a powder into his water bottle, which he began to suck on. And then I spread the primrose oil from about 10 1,000 milligram capsules all over his inner thighs and behind his butt so it could be absorbed into his blood. Obviously, he was too young to swallow any pills. Well, his response to the natural treatment was almost immediate. It was really incredible. Within 10 minutes, he stopped crying and squirming due to the pain of stomach cramping and began to literally start to swell up to normal size like he was drinking gallons of water right before our eyes. It was incredible. We knew that he was getting well, and we knew the remedies were working. It was like a miracle, and we will never forget that. And that is why nobody can ever take away that experience from us. We absolutely knew that maybe he was going to pass away right before our eyes until those natural remedies were administered. And I can give you other examples of similar intensity. And when you have that experience, you're sold for life. And nobody can convince me otherwise. Anyway, the sport oil is the second product in the Corey Hawley Signature Series. It was formulated for consumer health and athletic performance. All my products are health number one, performance number two. Remember the model, pursue health and performance always follows. It's a guarantee. If you stay well, functional, you're conditioned, you have excellent nutrition, you will have excellent mental, emotional, physical, social performance. The key word here with the oil is protection. Each of the nutrients and oils and everything added, I selected for safety, absorption, and human biochemical compatibility. So the first oil is flaxseed oil, and of course, that's a classic. It's derived from the seeds of the flax plant. Flaxseed oil is an excellent source of the two essential fatty acids, including alpha-linolenic acid, that's the omega-3 parent, and cis-linoleic acid, that's the omega-6 parent. Now remember, these parents are inert. They're non-functional until they are converted into other metabolites in a healthy body. The problem that people have is that they cannot convert them well, and that is why EPA and DHA are also added into this oil and are also recommended by physicians and orthomolecular doctors to compensate for people that have a low thyroid or they drink too much alcohol or they have a sluggish metabolism because they're not fit. Remember, if you have a sluggish metabolism and you're not conditioned, you do not absorb nutrients well at all. Your whole digestive system is compromised. Now, flax used to be the best source of the omega-3, the alpha-linolenic acid, but it's now been surpassed by chia seed oil, and I'll talk more about that in a minute. Remember that essential fats, essential fatty acids, are converted in the body into longer-chain fatty acids and prostaglandins that control inflammation, improve cellular metabolism, influence cholesterol and triglyceride synthesis, and increase energy through steps that involve enzymes like elongase and desaturase. There's an enzymatic interaction and complex steps that result in the lengthening of the fatty acids. It's called elongation. And then it desaturates. The bonds between the carbon atoms change. That's called desaturation. So an unsaturated fatty acid versus a polyunsaturated fatty acid versus a saturated fatty acid. Remember that the essential fatty acids are unsaturated, not saturated. Saturated fatty acids are not essential to humans, but they can be used as fuel. Anyway, from these two fatty acids, which are essential to humans, we must have them. They go through several steps and eventually are converted into three series of prostaglandins and a whole family of metabolites called eicosanoids. This is a very interesting area, one that I'm really fascinated by. Linolenic acid, the omega-3 parent fatty acid, the essential one, is converted into series 3 prostaglandins, which are anti-inflammatory. Linoleic acid, the omega-6 parent, it's actually converted into two series of prostaglandins. First, it can be converted into dihomolinoleic acid, and then into series 1, which is an anti-inflammatory prostaglandin series. Or depending on the diet and one's state of health, into arachidonic acid, and then into series 2 prostaglandins, which promote inflammation. So, if your diet is not good, if you're not fit, and your intake of omega-3 is low, and if you're consuming trans fats and sugar and drinking alcohol and lots of coffee with sugar and cream, you absolutely are going to generate a pro-inflammatory environment. So when you see somebody, meet somebody as a health practitioner, as a CSNA, as a guide, as an advisor, and you see that they've got chronic inflammation, just talk to them about their diet. And it's really, really easy to see why their chronic inflammation is turning around and over without submission. Now, again, the environment that you put these essential fats from these living oils into is incredibly important. That means your body. So that's what I mean by environment. Everyone's fixed on environment and green. Well, focus on your own real estate, your own internal environment first before you focus on the outside. You know, I mean, it's a spiritual concept. You look inside, you develop yourself, you look at the mind state and your soul state first before you start examining other people and the world that you live in. It's true that the environment on the outside has enormous impact on our health, but first start from the inside and work outward. Most people have it all backwards. And, of course, when you put these oils inside, you can completely damage and ruin them. People eat a lot of damaged oils, like they buy commercial salad dressing, or when you're at a salad bar at a restaurant, Thousand Island dressing, or the French, or the whole variety of dressings they give you. They're totally corrupted and damaged and mutated. And that's because they need to be sterilized for shelf life so they don't spoil and cause botulism and infection. But at the same time, they have no nutritive value. And the long-term effects, as opposed to the short-term effects, is that poor nutrition causes a collapse of the entire body. Now, EFAs also enhance thermogenesis. This is very important if you're an endomorph, because we need thermogenic substances constantly coming in to elevate our metabolism. They also improve endocrine function, they strengthen the immune system, they improve neurological function, they speed wound healing, and they accelerate recovery from workouts. Thyroid, anyone with a low thyroid, a damaged thyroid, a missing thyroid, get them onto essential fats. Adrenal conditions, and especially adrenal exhaustion, my goodness, potassium, vitamin C, and essential fats, very important. They all respond well to the sport oil. Now remember, all the oils in the sport oil are cold pressed without exposure to heat, light, and oxygen, and that's important to know because most oils are degummed and winterized and stripped of all their live essential fatty acid value and various adjunctive nutrients. If there's something in the oil that will spoil over time, they'll take it out or they'll alter it or chemically damage it so that it remains sterile for as long as the earth has been around. The next oil is chia seed oil. It's a great seed oil. It's a new one for me. It's a great one to take. I really like this one. It's imported from Mexico and South America. The oil is pressed from the seeds here in America, and it is a great source of the two essential fats. In fact, it's even stronger than flaxseed oil at 62%. Omega-3, it surpasses flaxseed oil by about 5%. So combined, imagine the value of that. Chia seed oil has an extremely high ORAC value, and this is where it also wins hands down over any other seed oil. It's number one due to its naturally occurring cinnamic acids. These acids give it a high ORAC value, and remember, ORAC, the acronym O-R-A-C, stands for Oxygen Radical Absorbance Capacity. ORAC value is a scientific method of measuring antioxidant capacity of different foods. It's very important to consume a high ORAC fruit and plant-based diet. That's what greens and deep colors, the purples, the reds, the yellows, they all have high ORAC value. And any natural food with high ORAC value will play an important role in biological aging because they help protect cells from free radicals and our mitochondria. Over time, the mitochondria get damaged. We produce energy less efficiently. And so we want to decelerate the damage and increase our defense against poison, mutation, and not eating it, not swallowing it, is certainly a major consideration. The higher ORAC value of chia is, in fact, even higher than blueberries, which is kind of cool because they're rated very high on the scale. So keep that in mind, that we've got high omega-3 and a high ORAC value with the chia. Chia, remember that, everyone out there? Instead of buying a chia pet, let's get some chia seed oil into our body. The next oil, and there's four altogether in the sport oil, is organic hemp seed oil. It's derived from cannabis sativa hemp seeds grown organically in the Great White North, that's right, from Canada, where the laws regarding cannabis and its production are not as severe as in the United States. Hemp is a great source of the two essential fatty acids, again, linolenic acid, that's the omega-3, and linoleic acid. You should be able to say those two names. You should be able to define them. You should know that alpha-linolenic acid is your first and foremost most important essential fatty acid. And then linoleic, which is also essential and also very important, the omega-6 parent. So you should be able to discuss those and know how to say them. Hemp seed oil has something else that is very, very important, and that is GLA, and that was what was in the primrose oil that I smothered all over Michael's rear end when he was in the hospital. So GLA has enormous healing value. Tracy uses that as a staple for her feminine-related organ chemistry, and we can all take this as athletes to help retard inflammation that comes from the exercise, whether it's running or skipping or pumping the iron or playing sports with impact injuries. GLA, gamma-linolenic acid, there's 2 to 4% of that in the hemp seed oil. It has a very successful history in terms of therapy for managing salmonella, inflammation, PMS, ADHD, autism, depression, skin disorders, arthritis, asthma, allergies, and weight loss. Hemp seed oil has a light green color and a gourmet nutty flavor. And then finally, the next oil is a red marine oil, and that's the source of DHA, docosahexaenoic acid, and EPA, eicosapentaenoic acid. Now, these are the longer chain fats that are not in plants. You have to eat animals like fish or wild game like elk and bison and venison to get them. They're also in the algae, and that's why I'm using this algae instead of the sardine, anchovy, and mackerel oils, which are really prone to rancidity. And this new technology that they're using to concentrate DHA from the algae, I really like. The microalgae are grown in fermenters, then harvested and processed to extract the DHA-rich oil. The finished product is a clear, amber-colored, rich oil, high in DHA, and that is also pressed without heat, light, or oxygen. DHA is found throughout the body. It's a major structural fat in the brain and the retina. And like 97% of the omega-3 fatty acids in the brain are DHA-related, and up to 93% in the retina. So this stuff is very important for vision, for sensory organ function, for delicate membranes that surround endocrine glands and our vital organs, and the fascia that surrounds all muscle fibers. Very, very important. And of course, people do not have a lot of it in them if they're not consuming any wild game, wild fish, or taking these live essential fats. And so that's why you see right before your eyes, by looking at people, the enormous deficiencies of essential omega-3 and omega-6 fats. Finally, rosemary oil is added, the extract of the oil, to protect the oil. It's from the organic leaves of rosemary. It's used in oil production in the natural health industry to protect the oils from peroxidizing and from becoming rancid. You can also open your oil and squeeze in a capsule or two of tocopherol, vitamin E, and that will also help extend the oil. We keep our sport oil by the case in our freezer. So if you order six of these at a time, pull one out, keep it in the fridge, use it quickly. You should, because you should be pouring this stuff like 2 to 4 to 6 to 8 tablespoons going into the body per day. Keep the other containers in the freezer, and that'll suspend any degradation, and it keeps them really valid and functional for up to a year or two. And then you'll notice the expiration date on the bottle is about a year, because they're packing these oils with argon or nitrogen gas and sealed correctly so that they don't even need refrigeration after that. But when you get them and open them, that's when you need to refrigerate these oils. Now, this latest version of my sport oil, which is a formula I've been working on for years now, is really the ultimate blend for total body lubrication. You know, it's like lubrication that your chassis of your vehicle needs. We need to be lubricated for the joints. It's that simple, but it's more complex when you get into cellular function. It's not just like squirting in an oil from an oil can into your car to maintain the bearings, but it is kind of similar as an analogy that you can teach people using that. Now, the overall impact of the oil is that you get an EFA ratio of 3-1, meaning there are three times more omega-3s than omega-6s. And I believe this is important because most people have a high intake of sugar, refined carbohydrates, which are converted ultimately into saturated non-essential fats. They consume trans fat-rich food, chips, French fries, crackers, margarine, anything that has hydrogenation, modified, chemically altered oils. Those are trans fats. And, of course, in Canada and the States, it can say zero trans fats and still be present because it's under a certain amount. And if you add up eating a box of Oreo cookies that says zero trans fats, you've got a couple of grams going into your body causing artery damage, neurological damage, and liver damage. So, to review, we've got an excellent source, a high amount of omega-3, the alpha-linolenic acid, omega-6, the next essential fat, cis-linoleic acid, and then, of course, we've got GLA, gamma-linolenic acid, DHA, docosahexaenoic acid, and EPA, eicosapentaenoic acid. So if you can memorize those names and speak clearly and understand how they are made in the body, I'm telling you, you will sell people on this idea, and it's never for the sale. It's for the health of your friend, family member, or client. You sell them on the philosophy, the concept, the principle, and then just direct them to their specificity of unique biochemistry. Don't underestimate this oil-protein mix that was discovered by Dr. Budwig. I certainly don't, and that's why Tracy and I take them faithfully 2, 3, 4 times a day, our shakes. Get that oil into the blood, get that sulfur reacting with that oil, get those lipoproteins squeezing through your capillaries, and they'll squeeze the gunk out and keep them live and active and soft. Get into blending your shakes before and after exercise. You know, I have emphasized that all throughout the course, and I think that many of you are doing this, and of course many people out there in la-la land still don't get the importance of essential fats. Always start with the basics. Always start with basic principles that people need to understand and then move into the finer details. They've got to know why they're doing it, and that's where education comes in. So a shake will prepare the body for the stress of intense physical activity, and it protects it from depletion, injury, and fatigue. Remember, train hard, train smart, and train natural. Keep the prime directive of nutrition in mind, which is what? Supply your biological demand. And then number two is everyone is absolutely biochemically unique. We excrete different amounts of things. We produce different amounts of things. We all need magnesium, but we need different amounts to engage in the blood with our cells to produce a whole subset of enzyme chemistry that is so wonderful and miraculous and keeps us well. Supply the body with what it needs as a general principle and keep it conditioned, and it will stay well to the last day, your last dying breath. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening, and here's an old Irish proverb. A good laugh and a long sleep are the best cures in the doctor's book.